All right. What up, y'all? Welcome to the Ball Brothers Podcast.
Yeah. Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
We are on tour. Go to our websites, kevonstage.com, tonybakercomedy.com. Come see us. We are funnier in person. I mean, this is just because we're friends and we like to do podcasts together. Yeah. We actually are trying to make you laugh in the show. Today, we're talking top five Eddie Murphy movies in order.
We got to
no
agree.
Voice acting.
No voice acting.
And we got to agree.
We got to agree.
And I'm not agreeing with Tony. I've agreed with him on two episodes. I let Titanic in. And what was the other one?
Big.
Big.
You hating on good stuff, though, man.
So now we're here with Eddie Murphy, which I don't know. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. The only thing I know for sure that's got to go in is Coming to America.
Okay. So that's what you're bringing?
On a personal tip, Life 2.
Which one you bringing right now?
Coming to America.
Okay.
Coming to America for sure.
That's your concession.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring in, I'll bring Life in.
Okay, cool. Because I will cut you dead before I let Life
We got out. Life and Coming to America.
All right, now let's kick it
now
off.
Now it's about to get tough. We're going through his filmography.
No video. So although he killed in Mulan and Shrek
is iconic.
He might be the greatest comedic voice actor ever.
Yeah.
Movie-wise.
But
I mean, like a person who not like made a career at voice acting. I mean, like movie star who dipped
who
in.
Who did? Him and Robin Williams.
Mm.
Well, Robin Williams
Robin's
was
genie.
With that genie.
What
else is crazy.
Dude besides genie?
He was a...
Was he Flubber?
Batty in Fern Gully.
Oh, dang.
He did voice work in something else, too. It wasn't just the genie. I don't know. That's Robin Williams. We can do Robin Williams.
We can do Robin Williams.
Episode two.
Yeah, he dips out of comedy too.
So here we go.
All right.
All right. His first movie, 48 Hours.
God dog.
That's his out the
gate.
That's
his debut.
That's the debut.
Oh my God. Eddie wasn't messing around,
first
man.
First movie ever.
Everybody else's beginning was just like
Sawdust. Yeah. Once Bitten.
McGee and Sons.
You look at Jim Carrey's filmography, Once Bitten, The Deadpool. Earth Girls are easy.
48 hours out the gate?
48 hours out the gate. So it's in the conversation.
Jesus.
Conversation?
Oh, for sure.
All right, 48 hours.
I just watched that. We was talking about, we was researching Buddy Cop.
Yeah.
I had forgotten how good it was.
Man, it's a good time.
Marlon Brando loved him in that. He called
him. Yeah.
He called him.
That story he told. He got the best stories, man.
Man,
he need to go on the stories,
just
tour.
Don't. If you don't want to do stand-up, do a one-man
just
show,
tell us
man.
The stories,
just tell us
bro.
The stories, Eddie.
He'd be so funny, man.
God, dog.
Naturally
Eddie,
funny.
Listen to me.
All right. Trading Places.
Oh, my God.
This top five going to be tough.
This top five going to I love Trading Places.
Yeah.
It's in
Billy
the
Ray Valentine.
Billy Ray Valentine. He had the no legs thing going. They're in Mortimer and Randolph are in Coming to America.
Randolph.
They're Coming to America.
We're back.
Man, he kicked it off.
Kicked it off. Second movie.
Dang.
Best Defense is the movie. They just threw him in because the movie sucked. And they was like, yo, Eddie Murphy's hot. Can you just be in this movie? He's in it after the fact.
What do you mean after the fact?
They shot his scenes after the movie
after production
already
wrap?
Done just to save
Did it work?
The shitty movie. Hell no, it didn't work. They paid him $1 million just to be in this movie that
Dang.
Was already the
Never
shit
heard of
show.
This movie.
Yeah. It was with Dudley Moore. So that don't really count, but it's out of here. Beverly Hills Cop.
Man, this he for the first five movies... Who even can compete with this?
Axel Foley. That's his third movie, for real.
In
for
the
real.
Conversation, for sure.
Okay. The Golden Child.
Oh, my God. We're not even out of the 80s yet.
No, we still... You know
we ain't got
saying?
The Nutty Professor.
Hell no. We just getting started.
Golden Child was a girl, by the way.
Yes.
Cut
I
that
know.
Baby's ball.
I remember her saying, I know.
Oh, my Golden God.
Golden Child. I don't think it's making the top five, though.
No, it's probably going to be the top five. Got to be a conversation, though. Actually, maybe not.
It's not getting in there.
Just because we ain't got the Nutty
he's
Professor
stacked.
Yet.
He's yeah, too stacked.
I'm sorry, Golden Child.
Golden Child's out. Okay. Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Also good.
I think it's better than the first one.
I agree with you. And I watched them back to back on the same day.
It's in the conversation.
Yeah.
All right. Are we including Eddie Murphy Raw, even though it was a concert film? So, all right, Raw is
not. We will be here all day if we got to include Raw and Delirious.
Okay, all right. Well, Delirious wasn't released theatrically.
It wasn't?
Nah, that was an HBO joint.
Ah. Yeah. Kevin Hart couldn't catch that even without inflation. Nah. And that's no disrespect to Kevin Hart.
It made $50 million in 87.
That's just like, man, what are you talking about?
The stand-up
movie. Do you understand? Like,
and Richard Pryor's Live on the Sunset Strip did 30-something back in the super early 80s. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. All right. Harlem Nights in the conversation.
Oh, my God.
So he did Coming to America before this and then followed it up with Harlem Nights. Okay? Another 48 hours.
Nah.
No? It's out?
It's okay. Out.
I like Another 48 Hours.
Nah, I like it too, but we got too much going on.
All right,
on,
we got too much going on. Boomerang.
Oh, my God. We can't do this. What are we going to do, Tone?
We gotta do this. We got to structure it up real nice.
Oh, my God.
We got to structure it up real nice. So Boomerang is in the conversation.
We already have two. We are saying Coming to America and Life are for sure. Mm-hmm. So we talking about all these movies, three.
Yeah, we only got three left.
Because there's no way Coming to America
Life might not even make it. If we being real, you want to be like them kids say, keep real, I'm real. All right, Life is back in.
I'm about to say, man, now I'll kill your dad, Tony Baker.
But the competition is stiff.
Not stiff. All right, because we ain't even got none of his dramatic stuff for real.
So Boomerang is right there.
Except Boomerang kind of
dramatic. In the conversation. Now we got
he
the fluffy time.
He's
going to
have about 7 years of
doo-doo. Oh, he got mad stinkers. It's easy. Distinguished Gentleman is out.
Yeah, get it out.
Okay? Beverly Hills Cop 3 is big out.
Yeah.
It's the hell
and
out.
And the Netflix or Amazon Prime one?
Out. Netflix joint.
Was it Netflix? Okay.
Yeah. Vampire in Brooklyn is out. I don't care what y'all say. I don't want to look over here and see it. Vampire in Brooklyn is out.
Tony don't got no love for Vampire.
It's not even
Brooklyn.
In the conversation.
For vampire movies, he don't even want to hear it.
It's not top 10 Eddie Murphy. Stop bringing this shit up. I'm going to wait till we get the technical difficulties back on track and I'm still yelling. I'm waiting.
Oh, my God.
Now we back. Vampire in Brooklyn is not making it. There's too many flaws in that movie. I'm tired of y'all bringing it to the table.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's a guilty pleasure
Tony
at best.
Ain't trying to hear it, bro.
I'm not trying to hear none of it. Vampire in Brooklyn is not making the cut.
Strong feelings about Vampire in Brooklyn.
Hey, man, I'm sick of y'all. This got moments. That's it.
It was just cool to see black people and vampires.
It was cool, yeah. Blacks, vampires. All right, now we got a new black vampire movie. Now get this shit out of there. Once Wesley Snipes showed up as Blade, you should have just threw Vampire in Brooklyn out the window.
All right.
Sick of y'all, man. The Nutty Professor is in the conversation.
Dang, man.
Nutty Professor's in the conversation.
It got to be in there.
Okay. Metro is out.
Yeah.
I like Metro, but it's out. Dr. Doolittle is out.
It's not as funny as Nutty Professor.
No.
He was like, the animals, y'all. Man, watch out.
Watch out, pig. Man. Dr. Doolittle's out. Holy Man is big out.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the worst shits I've ever seen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, he came back with Life.
Okay.
We already discussed Life. Yeah. Bowfinger is slept on.
I like Bowfinger.
Bowfinger is slept on.
I wouldn't argue. It's Warren Beatty, right?
No, it's Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking of?
What you thinking
what's
about?
With Maya.
Maya?
The song Maya did.
Take me there. I want to go there.
No.
Some regrets.
Ghetto Superstar?
Ghetto Superstar. What movie is that?
Oh, that's Bullworth.
Bullworth.
Okay, got you. All right. So Bowfinger is the end of discussion.
Nah, man.
Okay, all right.
It ain't gonna be of the for three movies.
It ain't gonna squeeze in. Nutty Professor 2.
Nah,
out of here.
Dirty Water. I hated that part of that movie, man. Oh, I was like, all right, y'all, I gotta go, man.
Dr. Doolittle 2.
No, man. Shut up, animals.
Showtime. Out of here.
I don't even know what that is.
Let's move with him and Robert De Niro. He was the cop. He was filming like a reality show.
Man, watch
the,
out,
the cop type show. All right, all right.
Bobby D.
Showtime is out. Pluto Nash is out.
Now we finna be in this time.
Yeah.
Because I know Meet Dave is on the way.
No, it's coming up.
And Daddy Daycare on the way.
I Spy.
And there you go. Stinking it up.
I Spy is out. Daddy Daycare.
Hate Kids.
The Haunted Mansion.
Eddie was getting paid, but man, we understood.
Dreamgirls.
Now, Dreamgirls is... I still believe, I have not forgiven Alan Arkin for winning the Oscar. Oh, yeah. He got Eddie Murphy's Oscar in his house right yeah, now.
He passed, but yes.
Then go get it. Respect to Alan Arkin, no disrespect.
Yeah. I felt like they
robbed him, man.
That was Eddie's Oscar.
That, for me, gotta be in the conversation.
Okay.
Dreamgirls
in. Dreamgirls
in. He was okay. Singing, he was... When he was about to shoot up,
yeah.
And they was like, come on, man. He was like, and they was like, all right, man. He's like, oh, these drugs are getting done. The way
drugs
he looked
is
up,
getting done up,
it was the settle. It's like, I'm gonna do the drugs.
I'm gonna do these drugs.
I'm doing nothing y'all can do.
Fuck how you feel.
All right?
The drugs is getting
I'm
done
doing
up.
When the Jimmy got sold. Jimmy want ribs. Jimmy want cake. Jimmy want a piece of your chocolate cake. But all of that, Jimmy want a break. He pulled his pants down.
Jimmy.
All right.
Peeps, first of all, thank you for watching the Ball Brothers yet again. This is your first time. Thank you for showing up for the first time and come back again. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Listen, life doesn't happen bi-weekly. All right? So why should payday? The money you earn should be in your hands, and with EarnIn, it can be. EarnIn is an app that lets you access your pay as you earn it up to $150 a day with a max of $750 between paydays, okay? So whatever might come up, gas, groceries, car repair be creeping up. Car repair don't care nothing about your pay period, ever. The car repair has never cared about your pay period. Just when you think you're getting up and you're getting over your car, be like, ah! Every time. Just download the EarnIn app and add your info, then start accessing your pay as you work and leave an optional tip to keep the app running for everyone. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 4 million customers making any day payday. Just download the EarnIn app today, spell EARNIN in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in The Ball Brothers under podcast. Again, that's The Ball Brothers under podcast. The Ball Brothers under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's The Ball Brothers under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Access limits are based on your earnings and risk factors. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Expedited transfers available for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. Available in select states. Terms and restrictions apply. Visit EarnIn.com for full details. Download the EarnIn app now and take control of your pay. Now, back to the Ball Brothers.
All right. Norbit is out.
How you doing?
Norbit is out of my life.
Rasputin.
For one.
A lot of people feel very strongly about Norbit. I am not one of them.
I hate Norbit.
Martin Reigns was funny in that, though.
He
Step
was.
The poop, got to wipe
tap,
it off.
Power tap. I don't like Norbit, though.
No, I don't feel strong about Norbit.
Me Dave is out.
Oh, my God.
Imagine That is out.
Yeah.
Tower Heist is out.
Mm-mm.
1,000 Words is out.
Oh, man.
Woo. Mr. Church is out, but I liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. For tears it says, I didn't listen to the song. At the end of my gun. Hungry for life and thirsty for the distant river. Okay. Mr. Church was good, but it's out. Dolomite Is My Name.
I like that movie.
I liked it too.
It's not gonna be top five.
Nah, it's not in there.
But he was. I enjoyed it.
Coming to America.
Oh, come on, man.
Absolutely out. Hated it. You People, Candy Can Lane, Beverly Hills.
That wasn't that bad for a Christmas movie. Christmas movies are rated at a different scale than regular movies, but it's not top five.
Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F, out. The Pickup, out. Okay.
The Pickup is the new Amazon movie?
Yeah. I watched it when I went to visit my fam.
It was cool.
I fell asleep on the very end, though. Mm-hmm. I was on that couch. All right,
what we got, Leah?
We got 48 Hours, Trading Places, Beverly Hills Cop, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Harlem Nights, Boomerang, The Nutty Professor, and Dream Girls.
So what do you want? Just get to the argument first. What are you going to slip up and say?
Dream Girls is out.
Come on.
Dream Girls is out, man. It's just too much hot shit left, man. It's just too much hot shit left.
Oh, my God. You it's like you go in my mind and be like, what Kev gonna go for? I'm gonna go ahead and get it out. Dream Girls is an Oscar nom. We both agree that he should have won the Oscar for
sure.
Shows his range.
Supporting role?
You can be good if it's supporting. It's fine to support.
And he was big supporting role in that.
Yeah, it was what? So you mean Bill, Jennifer Hudson, Beyonce, Jamie,
yeah.
Then probably Eddie?
No, then you got to put Noni and Nika Rose before him in terms of screen time.
No, I mean like promotional-wise.
Oh, well, yeah, they got it like, and Eddie Murphy. He was like, Eddie Murphy.
I don't think Nika Noni Rose was even big at that time. Neither was Jennifer. I mean, Jennifer Hudson had American...
She did American Idol, but that's what got her big.
Yeah, I remember that.
But it's just too much heat, man, that's still left on the table for Dream Girls to beat any of these joints.
The billing is Jamie Foxx, Beyonce Knowles, and Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
So introducing Academy Award winner Jennifer Hudson. So this
must
be...
That's an old flyer.
That's a re-up on the fact.
Yeah.
they threw her into the bottom. That's not...
Damn.
They went through... Yeah, I'd heard of everything on the...
Damn, this is what happens about the internet. You can't see the... Yeah, you can't see the real time.
You can't see the real.
But in real time, I remember in real time.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson, she wasn't the name.
No, it was Jamie, Beyonce, and Eddie.
Yeah, for sure.
Dreamgirls ain't out, man.
Dreamgirls is out, dog.
Why?
All right, well, all right. So can you put Dreamgirls ahead of The Nutty Professor? Can you put it ahead of Harlem Nights? Can you put it ahead of Trading Places of 48 Hours? Can you put it ahead of Beverly Hills Cop 1 or 2? No! None of it! Whatsoever! And all these movies I just named, Eddie is the face!
I kid him. You don't like when people, it ain't just their movie, man.
You gonna sit there and say Dreamgirls is better than Boomerang? You're going to sit there and say it with a straight face. Fuck no.
Boomerang is an ensemble too.
But Eddie is the main piece. Eddie in every scene in that mug.
Let's just put it on the side.
Dreamgirls is out.
For the side. Why can't it be side?
For what?
I can think.
Dreamgirls is not making
Let's
it, man.
Let's just put it on the side for now. Let me think of an argument.
Oh, man. Nutty Professor is going in the top five. It's got to be in there.
So Nutty Professor's
got to be.
So right now, if we say that we have Life, Coming to America, Nutty Professor.
And Life hanging on by a thread. Life is hanging on by a thread.
Why so? Now why are you talking crazy?
Hold on.
Let me get a mint, man. My breath. See, man, you don't be eating. Your breath don't be like.
I got gum.
Oh, you got gum right now?
I stay with something in my mouth.
You chewing that?
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, you be having that because you don't be eating?
No, I just like for my breath to be fresh. Even if it's just me home alone.
You don't be eating. Your breath be like, yeah, man, this is some hours now.
Oh, snap. Now, y'all, what I'm saying, here's why I got Life hanging on by a thread. I think I want Life in there. But it's just going up against, it's going up against Boomerang, it's going up against the Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2, it's going against the Nutty Professor, it's going against, so we got a lot of stuff to fill in, but I feel like I'm a fight for life, though.
Life is in.
I'm a fight for life. Okay. So, what were we saying?
You was arguing why Dreamgirls is out because you don't love black women.
Dreamgirls is out.
You were saying like something because so many black people, black women are in.
Oh, the Nutty Professor. So the Nutty Professor is in because of what Eddie was able to do as an actor and as a comedic actor. You got to have the Nutty Professor.
The sheer weight of, like, if you think, he is the ensemble.
He is the ensemble.
I sat there and thought how could he, just time-wise alone.
Yeah.
That is not, obviously, Eddie Murphy. That is Eddie Murphy as Sherman Klump.
Right.
That is his mom.
Yeah.
Who is different than him.
Right.
His dad, who's different from him and different from his mom.
Right.
His grandma.
Yes.
Like, that, those are people.
Yeah.
Those are different people.
Yeah.
All distinct people with their own points of view, own tics. Yes. And then he's Buddy as well. He's
also somebody that's just drastically different.
And that's just like...
all in one piece.
One piece.
They sitting at the table together, distinct personalities, and I'm fully believing, like... these are different people.
Her having relations, Hercules. Hot, you forget. You forget it's him.
He did so good. I fully believe that was Sherman's mama.
For sure.
That was his dad.
His mom was proud of him. The ground was nasty.
She was just so supportive of every family member. Oh, look at him. You know what I'm saying? That type of energy. The creepy old lady.
Yes.
And Sherman's energy, the way he was,
yeah,
fully realized guy, nice guy, just
you've known a Sherman Klump
for sure.
He's a professor.
And you root for him. You want him to get the girl and just
Jada
be successful.
Pinkett, boy, woo,
man. You got.
I ain't gonna argue with you.
Nutty Professor got to be up in
that. Might be number one.
I wouldn't even argue that
if you're just based on the. If you watch all the episodes, based on the criteria we set up,
yes.
If you got to say this is, you know, he did a lot of that in Coming to America, but not as much.
But I got to give Coming to America the edge because the ensemble in Coming to America was stronger than the Professor ensemble.
The problem is Coming to America, for me, the last 15, 20, it kind of falls off the cliff, yeah, comedically.
Mm-hmm.
They keep the story going,
yeah,
which a lot of comedies fumble the
right,
third act. They just be like, man, all right, y'all. But it seemed like they just stopped telling jokes for the last 15 minutes.
I'll marry you.
That was the last joke. The trade. If you're really a prince, I'll marry you. But yeah, it didn't fall off so bad that it's just like the movie's not good anymore.
Hell no.
Okay, so that means we got three in.
We got three in. So we got room for two more on the ship.
See, I feel like you're going to come for Trading Places. And Trading Places is a dark horse, lovely movie. And you're going to go action. Beverly Hills, 48 Hours, guns and car chases. I'm Tony Baker. This is what I like. It doesn't matter what Kev likes. And I'm going to come with good arguments and make Kev question himself as an arguer.
Fight for Trading Places.
I just love it, man.
Dude, you got to come with more than this.
We got, okay, so you got, I love, it's Fish Out of Water, which I tend to like those movies.
Yeah.
From where Billy Ray Valentine starts,
mm-hmm,
and where he ends.
Right.
Great movie. Funny through.
Yeah.
Taught you about the stock market.
Uh-huh.
The oranges.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They buying orange futures.
Pork bellies
and oranges. Now, what I will say is.
It didn't age well. In terms of tone.
Yeah, no, yeah. Come on, man. Neither did Rush Hour. Okay?
We ain't talking about Rush Hour.
I'm just saying. Like, I went back and watched Rush Hour. I was like,
throwing that in there.
Whew. Hey, geez, we thought this was hilarious. And it was hilarious at the time, but man.
Yeah.
Y'all, they got to put a thing in front of it now.
It's tough.
They be like, hey, y'all. Hey, man, we kind of don't do this type of
it
stuff.
It was a good time when we was doing it. But
it's kind of like blatantly racist. Even at the time, we was like, y'all, racist and funny, y'all. put Trading Places over there.
Okay.
In the mix.
It's still alive.
It's still alive. Because if you try to come for Life, I'll take yours. That's what I'm telling you now. There's nothing you can say if you try to come for Life. I'm taking yours away.
All right.
I'm taking yours. I'm going to take yours away. So I'm going to choose my battle.
Okay.
I love Trading Places, but I'm not going to. And Dreamgirls, the only concession I'll make is, it is, his performance was great and Oscar worthy, but it is not he has so much more Eddie Murphy forward
for
films.
Sure.
Like he got eight people in.
That's why I had to get it out of
here.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So we got Coming to America, Life.
Nutty Professor.
We still got Harlem Nights. Ensembles. Are ensembles just not going to ever be in? Because Private Ryan's ensemble, and that was in for the white man.
Life is technically an ensemble.
I mean.
But not really. But no, it's about them two. It's about those two guys.
And they ensemble. The middle is big ensemble. But the beginning is them two.
But Harlem Nights ain't an ensemble either. Because it's really about Quick and Sugar Ray.
There's hella niggas in there, though.
But there's hella niggas in Life.
I feel like there's more in Harlem Nights.
No, it's just Red Fox, Della Reese, just the regular side people.
No, Richard Pryor, Lena Richard.
I already said Richard Pryor. It's about Sugar Ray and...
Oh, you said his character name.
Yeah, and Quick. And they trying to get Shook now from the Power
Hall, he's just not in there that much.
No, he just shows up.
But that scene was so funny.
But in Life, you got Rick James. You got...
Didn't know that was Rick James at the time.
Hey, man, lifting. But...
I'm way higher on Life than I am on the other movies.
I love Life. I want to keep Life in there.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, Beverly Hills... Oh, shit.
Was this three or four?
This is four.
Was this four?
Mm-hmm. Moving and grooving, as usual. So here's the thing. So Life is staying.
Life is staying, man.
Life is staying.
Life gotta stay.
But we gotta get these other two slots filled. I want to campaign for Beverly Hills Cop. I'm about to say,
boy, you just a regular old law enforcement supporter.
No, it's not
blue
even
line,
that.
Blue line, Blue Lives Matter McGee over here. I know you got a Blue Lives Matter flag on the back of your truck.
I want to campaign for one of the Beverly Hills Cop movies because
of how big it was in Eddie Murphy at the time and the box office and big Titanic. It's your Titanic argument.
Axel Foley was just an iconic character. When you think about characters in film, Axel Foley's name is going to come up.
How much did they make?
The movie?
Yeah.
The first one?
Both of them.
Oh, the first one did over 200 something mil in 1984, 85.
200 million?
Over 200 million. 230 something. Hold on. I'll give you the exact breakdown. Beverly Hills Cop was a phenomenon, dog. Beverly Hills Cop did. Oh. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Since ESPN was here.
Oh, ESPN messed it up.
Is that what's happened?
Well, yeah, we were trying to do a podcast while they were here, and this was Mel and Greg's podcast, and it kept screwing up.
Oh.
But they were on StreamYard, so I wonder.
StreamYard. Do 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 do. Yeah, the iconic soundtrack. All right, so Beverly Hills Cop made $234 million domestically. So it's at $316 million worldwide.
Golly.
And then Beverly Hills Cop 2 made $299 million worldwide. in 87 money. So Axel Foley is...
$600 million almost.
Yeah.
First of all, just in two movies.
Without the inflation. So Axel Foley is like iconic. And that's Eddie.
What did Trading Places make?
Trading Places did like 90 million domestically.
So he's probably he's well over a billion.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He's
in multi-billions if you add up the total.
And the animation?
The animation. Yeah, yeah. He's like 3, 4, 5, 6 billion, something like that.
God, dog.
It's crazy.
All right, back me up. Where are we at, Leah?
So are you adding Beverly Hills?
Not yet.
Okay. 48 Hours, Trading Places, Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2, Harlem Nights, Boomerang, and Dreamgirls is out.
We got Life, Coming to America, and Nutty Professor are in.
Yes, yeah, so we just need two more. What you want to put in, man? What you want to campaign for?
If it were me and you weren't a part of my life, it would be Dreamgirls and Trading Places for just my personal rewatch.
Right.
But I'm not going into America's Zeitgeist box office. I'm just talking about, man, I'm sitting down, I'm pressing play.
Yeah.
His Dreamgirls performance is one of the best performances. First of all, I like when comedians play dramatic. Yeah. He was able to do both. It's not his movie, but... It is, he's amazing in it.
Yeah.
But what I'm struggling with is when we came into this, my points were based off of like the movies I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Versus like, I don't necessarily think Dreamgirls is a his movie or ain't his movie.
Right.
I'm just like, he was great in Dreamgirls.
It's a movie you enjoy.
And he's great in it.
Yeah.
Versus, I also enjoy Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2, 48 Hours.
Yeah.
And that's movies that he's the leading, you know, point in. But as far as rewatching how many times I've seen them, also, if I'm being honest, I didn't watch Beverly Hills Cop 1 or 2 or 48 Hours in real time.
Okay, you went back.
But I watched Trading Places in real time.
Yeah.
So I was watching that, and I was like, man, he really, Coming to America and Trading Places, he was like, this is crazy. So those rank higher on mine because I watch them way more often. But I was when I saw those, I was like, saw the Beverly Hills Cop in 48 Hours. I was like, these are, and they also hold up really well for movies that are like in the 80s.
For sure.
Then you're like, man, you got to watch it. I was like, man, this movie's going to be.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, it's actually, I mean, it looks old, but like everything else is good. It's just like looks old.
Right.
And Boomerang also
I
watched in real time. And I remember like what that did for black culture. I remember him going on, I think it was maybe Jay Leno. And he was talking about, and they were pitching and it was like, but where's the like, you know what I'm saying, struggle? And he was like, there's none. It was like, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? They're black.
They're black, man.
And
what
he was, they was like, so? Black people have money?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, but come on, man. So the cultural relevance of that is high.
I want Boomerang in there.
And that's what I said. And it should be. And therefore, I'm right. And I made a case as well. And now I've made something to say. Because that was like
I want Boomerang
the
Cosby
Show
there,
for
man.
Movies. Like, you hadn't seen black people. Yeah. First of all, everybody was gorgeous. He had a little texturizer going.
Yeah.
John Witherspoon, very funny.
The ensemble was amazing in Boomerang.
Ensemble, great. But Eddie Leed.
Yeah.
You know. Wait, so that'd be four if we did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Boomerang should be in there. So we just need one more.
So we got Dreamgirls, Trading Places, 48 Hours.
Dreamgirls is not in there, man.
Betty Murphy. I said Eddie Murphy 1 and 2. Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2.
Dreamgirls ain't making the cut, man.
What is your thing about Dreamgirls? Is it just that it
was as a movie as a whole.
Yeah.
Because we got to come down to the movie as a whole.
Yeah.
It was good.
You don't like musicals.
I don't mind musicals. Like that, because they were performative in terms of they're actually giving shows within the movie.
Oh, you don't there like when it's just like the... talking to like all musical.
Right. I love it.
So like Stepping to the Bad Side where it's like we gotta find a way to
like
get
if
in
they it. Talking, they having an argument, and then they walking into the street and then it's just random the homeless people and they dancing and then the newspaper man is going into the choreography and then it's a person walking their dogs.
That's
like those type
out.
Of musicals, I'd be like, man. watch out.
But if it's like, the bad side. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. Because if you got a musical about a music group and then they're doing the shows, I don't mind those at all.
Okay, so Cadillac Records.
Yeah, I love Cadillac
Records.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And I like, there's some musicals that I really love. Blues Brothers, The Wiz.
Yeah.
Dream Girls is actually one of the musicals that I did enjoy. But it's stacked up against greatness. And I don't think Dream Girls is great. I never thought that.
Some black women again.
I never thought Dream Girls was great.
Because black women left. That's what it is. So now black women can't be great.
I never thought it was
right wing Baker. Conservative Tony.
Wild.
Baking up some conspiracy theories.
I just never thought it was great.
Of course. Because it was led by black women. Had to say it. Black women, I love you. Okay, so what would be your case of for the fifth spot then?
All right, so we got 48 Hours, we got Trading Places, we got Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2.
That's
all.
Harlem Nights.
Oh, and Harlem Nights. Harlem Nights to me is a tad overrated as a whole.
Clip it out. Kate, let's start a dialogue.
How so? Because I feel like Harlem Nights has fantastic moments, but overall, the film is good, but it's not like that. Like, I feel like life is funnier all the way throughout the film.
Oh, I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, you could argue life is a tragedy or
it's
a drama.
It's super sad.
It's very sad.
It's horrible what happens to them. But that's why I give life extra points, because in the midst of all the horrible thing that happened to them, it's still hilarious.
Yeah.
And it got funnier with every time I watched it.
Yeah.
Harlem Nights, I came in with the super high expectation of just like, oh, this is Eddie and Richard Pryor and Red Fox together. This is going to be the funniest shit I've ever seen. Then I saw it. I was like, yo, it had some good pockets in there. Like the gambling in the beginning.
Yeah.
The fight in the alley.
The funky little.
The fight in the alley.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The shootout.
Quick.
Wow. The crying man. And it was just
tell your mama I'm not coming home.
Tell your mom I'm not going to the sunshine. You know what I'm saying? Great moments within the film. But
sitting on the edge of the bed. Tell your mom I'm not coming home.
Tell your mom I'm not coming home. But at the end, Harlem Nights is dope. Harlem Nights is good as hell. But there's several Eddie Murphy movies I would put ahead of it. Me personally. Like Eddie Murphy, the way he was in 48 Hours was just hilarious to me.
Yeah, it was good.
He was hilarious in 48 Hours. He was funny in Harlem Nights, but man, he was on another level.
He was more straight man in Harlem Nights too.
He was cool. He was like a cool dude.
And he was cool though.
He was cool as shit.
Yeah, because everybody can't even pull off cool.
Yeah.
He was like,
I believe Quick was just the coolest cat this side of the Prohibition. But But when I think about how he was in 48 Hours and I think of how he was in Trading Places, it's like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then even Axel Foley, the stuff Axel Foley was doing and getting away with, it was just like, yo, how is he going to get out of this? How is he going to lie his way
off
into
the
this?
Man in the tailpipe.
How is he? Because he was lying. He was hustling everybody in the movie. He hustled his lieutenant back in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
He was hustling the cops in Beverly Hills. He was hustling the people that worked at the hotel. He hustled his way into a hotel stay at a top-notch hotel. He went in there and lied his way into a room in a 5-star hotel. He lies to get into the offices of Mr. Maitland, who he thinks killed his friend.
Yeah.
Everything Axel Foley was doing was a big hustle. And so you just like, man, he charming.
Is that Balky scene?
Yeah. Balky's you know what I'm saying? So it was just like, yo, Eddie Murphy is carrying the shit out of this film.
Somebody said Beverly Hills Cop is our Die Hard.
Ooh.
That's a good point. I can't argue with you.
I'm not mad at it. And not only that, it was just...
Die Hard is my Die Hard.
Die Hard is my Die Hard. Die Hard is my Die Hard is a great...
That's hilarious.
So I would have like a Beverly Hills Cop in front of Harlem Nights or... Trading Places was just funny as hell, dog.
Trading Places, man.
That whole dynamic between him and Dan Aykroyd. and just like everything just that was going on. And then it was just, it was gritty. It was just like rough around the edges, offensive on so many levels.
Man, this is really hard.
Yeah.
So we got four left. We got one, I mean, one spot left. 48 Hours, Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2, Trading Places, and Harlem Nights. Mm-hmm. You're saying Harlem Nights is out. So down to two Beverly Hills Cops. Oh, Boomerang's in.
Boomerang is in.
So two Beverly Hills Cop, 48 Hours, and Trading Places for Eddie Murphy's fifth film.
Even though I think Beverly Hills Cop 2 is better, I'm going to take out two and leave one.
Because you got the origination of one. Well,
yeah, exactly.
So now I got Beverly Hills Cop, 48 Hours, and Trading Places.
I'm going to take 48 Hours out because he doesn't show up in that movie till like 45 minutes in.
This is what Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
Nick Nolte is the quintessential off the books bad cop guy. I mean, that, like, that trope.
He was that. He just didn't give a damn. He just, I'm just trying to solve the case. He was racist too. It was just like,
Nick Nolte always looks disheveled.
Yeah.
It looks like he could have quit that job and went to the Blue Chips College and coached them. And
for sure.
That is the same person.
Yeah. I love that look, too.
Yeah, he's just always like
he's just like, oh, fuck.
He's the guy who pours, like, God, alcohol in his coffee. And he's like, it's my coffee. Don't worry about what's
in it. Leave me the hell alone.
See, you're making your own arguments that I should be making. So now we're down to
Trading Places and Beverly Hills Cop.
Man, Trading Places, Tone. That
sell me on it.
Okay. First of all, to me, Trading Places is funnier.
Okay.
Than Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
I'm partial to fish out of water movies.
Yeah.
So from where Billy Ray Valentine starts, how funny he is as
wait a minute, pause right here.
What?
You partial to fish out of water movies.
Yeah.
And you gonna sit up here and say Sister Act 2 is better than Sister Act 1 when we lose the fish out of water element?
You said we weren't gonna do it. You said we weren't gonna bring it up. You said that.
We lose the fish out of water element on the second one, and you like, I'm partial to fish out of water. All right, but continue.
For the record, I've always maintained Sister Act 1 is a great film.
It's better. That's what I'm talking about.
1A, 1B. Sister Act 2 is just 1B. Right. Funny for funny.
Yeah.
Trading Places is a funnier film.
I agree with that.
Than Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
Billy Ray Valentine in every step. Poor, when they find him, he's hustling. Also, hustling. He got the rackets going.
Oh, yeah. When he was in jail. That whole scene when he was in jail talking. Yeah. Didn't I tell this man?
The no legs on the skateboard thing.
Yeah.
So then they clean him up. They take him in. Now they're rich. You got Dan Aykroyd going. Right. That whole buddy cop.
Ain't jacuzzi and nobody, man. He said, y'all ain't jacuzzi and nobody. You didn't know what it meant? Jacuzzi, son. Hey, man, I knew y'all. He dropped the F-bomb. That was offensive. But he was just like, man, I knew y'all was some. Y'all ain't jacuzzi and nobody.
He was saying that a lot in the 80s, though.
Yeah, tough.
In his early stand-up, I'd be like,
oh, yeah.
Whew.
Tough.
But on top of that, Trading Places lands the plane as well.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Funny through.
The end is so satisfying.
The end is so satisfying. Yeah. It is funny through and through.
Yeah.
There was a time when I was going back and forth. Coming to America is just funnier and the quotables and the characters and all that stuff. But it's like rooted in a real world comedy.
Yeah.
Trading Places is up there.
Okay.
And if you ask me if I'm going to watch a movie or another, like, man, what I'm going to watch? Trading Places or Beverly Hills Cop? Man, I'm turning Trading Places on every time.
You sold me. You sold me on the Trading
Cut
Places,
and print.
Man.
I finally got Tony on my side.
You sold me on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we got to order it up.
So now we got to order it up. We got Coming to America, Life, Trading Places, Boomerang, and Nutty Professor.
Yes.
I feel like Coming to America probably is Eddie Murphy's.
Cream of the crop.
That's his magnum opus.
Yeah.
Personally, I would say Life, but I could be sold on Nutty Professor just because of, like, the feat that he does is, like,
You got to put...
Hardly anybody would even ever try that
you
for a YouTube video, much less a
hour
and a half film. Like, the acting work to pull off that different that many different characters.
Yep.
Well, I would say that.
I really sat there and forgot.
He was everybody. It was like Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
They're twins.
Yeah.
Like they could have been. It was that times six.
Yeah.
Plus, you didn't lose the comedic timing on it.
No.
That dinner scene alone.
The dinner scene. Yo, I'm like, this is all him.
All him. Delivering eye line timing.
Ugh. Yeah, that's Professor.
They partnered. Yeah. I mean, love me some creative humor. I don't care. Okay, so third, we got Boomerang, Trading Places, and
Life.
I would say Life.
I'm not mad at it.
Life
I
is
love life.
Just a great film.
I love Life.
All right, Life is third.
I love Life in real life too.
Yeah,
just want to say that.
Life is third.
So we got Trading Places and Boomerang.
They can go 4 or 5 to me.
I would say Trading Places, Boomerang.
Boomerang fifth? Okay.
Yeah, Boomerang fifth, Trading Places fourth.
I wouldn't argue with it.
Because I laugh harder at Trading Places than Boomerang overall.
For sure. Boomerang's just a great film. It is funny,
Boomerang's
though.
Fantastic.
Got to coordinate.
It's funny. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Got to coordinate.
But man.
But also what it represented is what matters
absolutely.
A lot, too.
But Trading Places, boy, them jokes was firing off.
Boomerang gets us to like our Love Jones.
Yeah.
Our, you know what I'm saying?
They changed the vibe of black cinema on the romantic tip. 1,000%.
Because you can get
Movies
brown sugar.
Movies look different after that.
Love and Basketball. Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be always like.
We ain't always got to be in the hood.
Yeah.
You saw all these movies where black folks were doing well. Let's focus on the romance.
We can go romance.
You're an exec at this place.
And it makes sense because you don't see Eddie do it.
Right.
All right. God bless y'all. We'll see you next week for Willard Carroll Smith II, not Junior.